I am just going to read, beginning with verse 9 through verse 13. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we're being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame, and are being asked how he was healed, then know this. You and all the people of Israel, it is in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone with builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name given under heaven by where man may be saved." When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus.
市民的官府和长老啊，倘若今日因为在残疾人身上所行的善事，查问我们他是怎么得了痊愈。 你们众人和以色列百姓都当知道，站在你们面前的这人得痊愈，是因你们所钉十字架、神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。他是你们匠人所弃的石头，已成了房角的头块石头。除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有私下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。他们见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是 没有学问的小民，就稀奇，认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
Bow with me for just a word of prayer.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Holy Spirit of God, be our teacher.
圣灵的导师，请来，成为我们的导师。
The things we need to know and understand can only come from you.
这些我们真的是需要了解的事情，只有从你来，我们才能了解。
So we open our hearts and our minds to hear your teaching.
所以我们打开我们的心，打开我们的脑，我们要来听你的话语。
Through the Word of God.
借由神你赐下的话语。
We pray in the name of Jesus our Savior. Amen.
我们靠着主耶稣基督我们的救主祷告。 Amen.
I heard a story once of a man who worked with what are called woodsmen.
我曾经听过一个故事，是讲到一个人，他是一个在外锯木的工人。
These men go live in the forest and chop down trees.
他们住在树林里头，然后他们会把那个巨大的树木给砍下来。
After they chop the trees, they chop them then into smaller units that they can ship to the lumber company.
所以当他们把那个巨大的树木砍下，就会把树结成一块一块的，然后送到木材工厂。
These men are pretty rough.
这些人都真的蛮强壮的。
They live out in the forest sometimes 2 and 3 weeks without going home.
他们常常就是外出就工作，在外面工作两三个礼拜才回家一趟。
There's often a great deal of drinking, and at times even some brawls and fights will erupt or break out.
在当中常常他们会喝酒，也常常会有一些打架的行为在他们当中。
But one of these men, while he was home, received Christ as his Savior.
那其中有一个人呢，他在家的时候，他就认识主耶稣基督，也接受主成为他的救主。
And as he was preparing to go back into the woods, his pastor had a conversation with him.
当他预备要回到他的工作场所时候，他的牧师就跟他有一些谈论。
The pastor said, "You must be careful because the men are rough."
他说，牧师说，你要很小心，因为那边的人常常态度就是很恶劣的，不是很好。
And they're going to make fun of you.
他们会取笑你。
They will ridicule you.
他们会觉得你真是很可笑的。
So the man left and was gone for 3 weeks cutting trees.
去到那个地方，在那个地方三个礼拜，在那边砍柴。
Three weeks later, he returned home.
三个礼拜后，他回家。
The pastor said, "How did you do?"
牧师跟他说，怎么样啊？
Fellow said, "I did very well. I was there for 3 weeks, and no one found out I was a Christian."
那个人说，我做得很棒，我这边三个礼拜，没有人知道我是基督徒。
That's not very good news, is it?
这好像不是个太好的消息。
But you know, some of us have been walking with Jesus, and people don't know that we follow Him.
我们自己当中也是，我们跟随主耶稣走了段路，但是好像我们旁边人并不知道我们是基督徒。
In your school or your place of work,
在你的学校或在你工作场所
，you have never witnessed for Jesus Christ.
你从来没有为耶稣基督做见证。
So I want you to look at this story with me briefly.
所以我要大家一起来大概看一下这个故事。
Then we're going to see how this applies to us.
我们看这篇故事怎么样能够应用到我们身上。
Remember, Peter and John went up to the temple.
记得彼得、约翰他们到圣殿那边去。
And there was a man laying there who was lame.
那边有一个瘸腿人躺在路边。
And he asked Peter and John for money.
这个人跟彼得约翰要钱。
They said, "We don't have any silver or gold."
彼得约翰说我没有金银。
But what we have, we're going to give to you.
但是我所有的我会给你。
And they said, "Then in the name of Jesus, stand up and walk."
他在说靠着主耶稣基督的名，你们可以站起来走，你可以站起来走路。
The scripture says he jumped to his feet.
经上说这个人马上跳起来。
And he began to walk.
他可以开始走路。
And the people were amazed.
人们就很惊奇地看着他。
And they gathered around.
然后他们就围着他。
Peter began to teach them about Jesus.
彼得开始传讲耶稣的信息。
But the religious leaders became very concerned.
那这些宗教的领袖文士开始很担忧。
They said, "All of these people are running after Jesus. We've got to do something."
他说这些跟着耶稣后面跑的，我们要做，对他们采取一些行动才行。
So they brought Peter and John to stand before them.
所以他们就把彼得跟约翰抓到他们前面来。
And they said, "Tell us, by what power and in whose name did this healing take place?"
他们跟彼得约翰说，告诉我你是靠着什么样的能力，还是靠谁的名使这个人得痊愈？
That's where we pick up the story that we read this morning in the fourth chapter.
这就是我们刚刚读的第四章九到十三节。
They told him it was the power of God in the name of Jesus.
他们说这是神的能力是靠着主耶稣基督的名。
The people stood there.Amazed.
人们在那边就很惊奇。
These well-trained rabbis were amazed.
这些圣经知识非常丰富的这些长老结果他们就非常的惊奇。
Peter and John are not educated.
彼得跟约翰他们并不是有学问的人。
They were not rabbis.
他们并不是像。
And yet these.Unlearned men spoke with great courage and boldness.
但是他们竟然就是大胆地传讲这些信息。
And it says they took note that these men had been with Jesus.
因此这些人就知道彼得约翰他们是跟随着主耶稣基督的。
What was it about them that indicated that they had been with Jesus?
在这两人身上他们到底有什么样的事情让让您看到说他们是跟过主耶稣基督的。
I think the story makes it pretty clear.
我想这故事很清楚地讲到。
One factor is they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
一个事实是他们是被圣灵充满的。
In the original language of this particular chapter, the indication is that at that moment there was a filling of the Holy Spirit in Peter.
在这个原文里面提到说，在彼得的身上就是有当下那一刻圣灵是完全充满他的。
That is, God was preparing him to say what he said.
因此他是已经被预备好他要所讲的，圣灵已经预备好他要讲哪些话了。
Because it's the Holy Spirit that leads people to understand the truth of Christ.
也是圣灵引导人们可以去了解，听到可以了解耶稣基督的讯息。
Jesus said it's the Holy Spirit that's going to lead you into all truth.
耶稣讲到说圣灵会引导你们看到所有的真理。
It is the Holy Spirit that's going to convict people of their sins.
是圣灵会让人们看到自己的罪。
And so the power of their witness was the fact that they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以他们见证当中 的能力来源是因为他们被圣灵充满了。
Years ago, when I began preaching,
几年前当我开始传道
I was determined I was going to convince everyone I met that they needed to be saved.
我决定我看到需要被拯救的话，我一定要好好来说服他们。
Somebody once told me that when a person has a great experience with Jesus, they ought to be locked up for about 6 weeks.
有人曾跟我讲过，一个跟主耶稣基督跟随的人，他应该是要被关的，六个星期要被关起来。
Because as soon as I got saved, I want to make sure everybody got saved.
因为当我一接受耶稣基督的时候，我就会。充满能力，我想要去传福音，我要告诉你耶稣基督。
And I was going to convince them.
那我要来说服你们。
Over the years, I've learned better.
经过许多年后，我学习到。
I still want to see people come to know Christ.
我依然想要看到人被耶稣拯救。
No less passion today.
我并不是比以前少了热情。
But I've learned that it's the Holy Spirit that convinces them.
但是我学习到的是圣灵来使人信主。
I'm talking to you about your witness to others.
我这边提到是你本身在对这别人所做的见证。
I'm talking about so living that people will note that you've been with Jesus.
我提到是说，因为你在这边生活，所以人们看到你而知道你是跟过耶稣基督的。
But that's not because you have all the answers.
那不是因为你有所有答案。
That's not because you can convince somebody you're right and they're wrong.
而不是你可以说服别人说我是对的，你是错的。
It's because the Holy Spirit fills you with His love and compassion.
那是因为圣灵在你身上满了他的爱，跟满了他的怜悯能力。
And the Holy Spirit gives you His wisdom.
圣灵给你他的智慧。
Many years ago, I put together a little track about the five things God has never called me to do.
过去这时候我曾经写下来有五个项事项，有是神没有叫我去做的。
Now he has called me to be a witness.
神呼召我成为他的见证。
But he has never called me to convict anyone of their sins.
神从来没有叫我去指出别人是的罪。
He's never called me to convert anybody.
神并没有呼召我要去改变别人。
He's never called me to convince people I'm right, they're wrong.
神没有呼召我要去说服别人说我是对的，他是错的。
You see, that's the Holy Spirit's work.
你看，这个是圣灵的工，不是我的工。
I want you to relax.
我要你们不要那么紧张。
Being a witness is not your being smarter than anyone else.
你成为神的见证，并不是表示你要比别人聪明。
Being a witness is being filled with the Holy Spirit.
成为神的见证是要被神圣灵充满。
Filled with His love and compassion.
被神的爱跟同情怜悯充满
filled with a desire to help others understand how wonderful is the love of Jesus
是让神帮助你使别人可以了解神的美好
so the Holy Spirit is the one who makes our witness possible
所以圣灵是使我们的见证为神做见证成为可能的
now of course the next thing is they were very bold to speak
下一个当然是他们是非常大胆的讲话。
It's interesting. This word in the original language means plainness of speech.
这个字的原文的意思是说，就是原原本本、实实在在、没有修饰过的话语。
To be bold means to speak the truth plainly. Plain.
大胆说话的意思是说，你可以有勇气把。 话真真实实的没有装饰的说出来。
Now many of us are not bold.
我们很多人不是很大胆。
We are careful not to say the plain truth.
我们很多人不太敢把真实的事实说出来。
We are afraid we might offend someone.
因为我们怕让人家不高兴，得罪别人。
Or make them feel bad.
或是让他们感觉不舒服。
So we are very careful only to say a little bit, but not all the truth.
所以我们常常很小心地讲一个部分的事实，而不是全部的事实。
To be bold is to say all the truth.
大胆是意思说你要把所有的事实都说出来。
And they were not only bold, but that boldness was supported by confidence.
这个这样的大胆的背后是有一个信心在支持着。
That confidence within came from the fact that they had lived with Jesus.
这个从内在来的信心是来源是因为他们跟耶稣基督一起。
That confidence came from the fact that they had seen the resurrected Christ.
这个样的信心是因为他们亲眼见到耶稣基督的复活。
That confidence came because they had experienced the upper room and the coming of the Holy Spirit.
他们会有这样信心是因为他们经历到圣灵的样的再来。
And I believe that confidence came because they believed the prophecies and promises of the Old Testament Scripture.
这个他们这样的大胆，我相信也是从旧约当中先知的预言的印证上面而来。
To be bold and to be confident.
要大胆并且有信心。
In the power of the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵之下。
Not in the flesh.
不在肉体。
Some years ago, I was teaching a class on the Old Testament.
几年前我在教导旧约的一堂课。
The class was in the church where I was the pastor.
是在我牧会的一个教会的一个课。
People signed up to come once a week.
学生每个星期来上一堂课。
And I noted one name that I did not recognize.
其中一个名字我不认得。
Not a member of our congregation.
不是我们教会的会员。
Someone looked at the name and said, "Oh, I know the woman. She's Jewish."
有人看这个名字说，哦，我认识这个太太，她是个犹太人。
And so when the Bible study began, she arrived and introduced herself.
所以当这个课程开始的时候，他进来，他开始介绍自己。
She said, "I want to hear a Christian teach the Old Testament."
他说，我想听听看基督徒怎么样来教导旧约。
And she was with us every week and contributed to the discussions.
他每个星期都来，而且他常常加入很多的讨论。
One evening, we were talking about the prophecies of Isaiah concerning Jesus.
有一天我们在谈到在以赛亚书当中对耶稣的预言。
And I referred to the fact that we need to witness to our Jewish friends about the Messiah in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah.
当我提到说我们基督徒真的是要向犹太人来讲到以赛亚书这个对弥赛亚这55章那边讲到对耶稣的预言。
One of the elders of the church was in the Bible study.
教会的一个长老也在这当中。
I think he became a little nervous or self-conscious because he knew that Jewish woman was sitting there.
他开始有点紧张，不太舒服，因为他知道这个犹太太太在这边。
And so he took that occasion to respond to me.
因此他把这个事情来跟我说。
Oh, he said, "We must be very careful about this."
他说我们真的要很小心。
He said, "We must not offend, we can't just go out and tell them they need to believe in the Messiah."
他说我们不能就是直接这样子跟他讲说你要相信弥赛亚。
The woman, the Jewish woman responded.
这个犹太太太就说。
She said to him, "Why not?"
他告诉这个长老说为什么不呢？
If this is the truth and you believe it, you should be bold to tell me.
如果这个是你完全相信的事实的话，你要很大胆的来跟我说。
I was so glad she was there to answer him.
我很高兴。
Not me.
这个犹太太在那边来回答这个长老的问题，而不是我需要去回答他的问题。
Boldness and confidence.
大胆，有信心。
In the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵的引导之下。
Now we have a little problem today.
但是我们今天我们有些问题。
And I'm not going to take the time here to get into this.
我今天没有时间来讨论这个问题。
But in our culture.To be bold and confident is dangerous.
在我们的文化当中，你要很大胆、有信心是件很危险的事。
If you're bold and confident, they tell you that you're arrogant.
如果你是很大胆又有信心的话，他们人们会对你的判断是说你很傲慢。
They tell you you're intolerant.
他们会说你没有办法容忍别人。
We must recognize all faith.
我们必须承认所有的宗教。
We have to be kind to people and accept whatever they believe is true, as well as what we believe is true.
我们对人要很恩慈，我们要接受别人相信，就像我们怎么相信别人，相信我们的，我们要接受别人的相信。
But you see, I have a problem with that.
但是我对这个我很有意见。
I don't mind your calling me intolerant.
我不介意你说我对别人没有容忍。
There are many things about which all of us are intolerant.
我们在世界上我们有很多事情是我没有办法容忍的。
And we make no apology for it.
我们也不会为这样子没有办法容忍而来道歉。
I make no apology for saying that Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life.
我说主耶稣基督是唯一到永生的道路，我对这个事情我绝对不会道歉。
You know the 14th chapter of John?
你知道约翰福音第十四章。
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me, Jesus said.
这边讲到我是道路、真理、生命，不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
And here in this very passage we read today.
而且在这个我们今天读到的经文当中
Peter says There is no other name given under heaven Whereby we must be saved Than the name of Jesus Christ
这里提到说因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救这是主耶稣基督的名我们可以得救
Our witness needs to be bold and confident
所以我们做的见证是要大胆并且有信心的
In the power of the Holy Spirit
在圣灵的能力之下
Because people need to know the truth.
因为人们需要知道事实真理
And that truth will set them free.
而真理可以使他们得自由
Well, we must hurry.
我们要讲快一点
But I want you to notice another thing about their witness.
这边有另外一个事情我需要你们了解的做见证
Their witness focused on Jesus because they were humble.
他们能够为主做见证是他们能够专注在主耶稣身上而且他们是很谦卑的
The question was By what power and name did you do this?
他们被问的问题是说你们是靠着什么样的能力什么样的名做这样子医治的事
Peter could have said Well I have the power
彼得可以说我有这个能力
Or he could have saidWell, it's because I was there to proclaim the name of Jesus.
他也可以说，因为我在那边，我宣告了主耶稣基督的名，因此他得救。
The focus of their witness was Jesus.
这个见证的重心是在耶稣基督。
That's what we can be bold and confident of, the name of Jesus.
我们可以大胆并有信心，是因为我们靠着耶稣基督的名而可以做这样的事。
I was working with an organization called InterVarsity.
我为一个机构做事。
I've been teaching some of the students.
我在那边教一些学生。
Late in the evening, one of the young men came to me.
晚上的时候有一个年轻的男子到我面前来。
He said, I want you to come to the coffee shop with me.
他说我希望你跟我到那个咖啡店去。
We've been talking to one of the other students about Jesus.
我们 已经跟另外一个学生传讲耶稣基督的福音。
And we've gotten into an argument about the Pope and the Virgin Mary.
我们当提到教宗跟提到圣母玛利亚的时候，我们有一些争论。
And knowing that you've been Roman Catholic, we figured you could come and settle this argument.
我知道你是从天主教的背景来，我知道你可以来帮助我们赢得这个争论。
I said I'm not coming.
我说我不去。
They said, but this is an opportunity to witness.
那个男孩子说，
witness is not solving the argument of religions.
我们可以得胜了，但是我们宗教并不是要我们去赢。
Witness is sharing what Christ has done for you in the power of the Holy Spirit.
见证是只是彰显在圣灵的工作之下，你被神在你身上做了什么样的工。
I work with an organization called Navigators.
我也为一个机构叫做导航的做事。
We train basically in discipleship.
我们在做门徒训练。
One of the things we teach is how to share your testimony in 3 minutes.
我们训练人怎么样在三分钟之内做见证。
If you go longer than 3 minutes, you're not sharing your testimony, you're preaching.
如果你讲超过三分钟的话，你并不在做见证，而是你在传道。
You don't need to preach.
你不需要传道。
And that 3 minutes contains 2 points.
在这个三个分钟当中，你要讲到两点。
What was I like before I met Jesus?
我在认识耶稣基督之前，我是什么样子
？And how have I changed? And what am I like now that I know Jesus?
那我现在。认识耶稣基督之后，我有什么样的改变
？How many of you could share that？
有多少人可以来分享这样的见证
？I know this may be embarrassing。
我知道这可能有点不好意思。
But it's very simple。
但是这个其实很简单。
It's all about Jesus。
就是跟耶稣基督有关。
It's not about you。
跟你无关，不关，不是你。
It's not about your religion。
不是关于你的宗教。
It's not about your theology.
不是关于你的神学。
It's simply, this is the way I was, and then I met Jesus, and this is now how my life has changed.
这是很简单的，这是我那个时候是什么样子。我认识耶稣基督之后，我现在变什么样子。
Can you do that?
你可以这样做吗
？There's no offense.
这个不会让人家不舒服，得罪别人。
You're not telling somebody what to do.
你不是告诉别人你要怎么做。
You are being bold and confident in the Holy Spirit.
你在圣灵之下，你是很大胆并有信心的。
And your focus is on Jesus.
而且你的重心是在耶稣基督身上。
Okay, just one more thing, and I'm done.
再讲一件事，我就完结束。
They had a hard time arguing with Peter and John because the man who had been healed.Was standing there.
这些人围绕着这些法利赛人，有那些文官，他们没办法跟彼得、约翰有能够争论，是因为那个被医治的人就站在那边。
That's a pretty good evidence, isn't it, of the power of Jesus?
这个是耶稣基督行医治一个最好的证据在那边。
Now I know well, our emphasis is that we're saved by faith.And not by works.
我这边要提到一个重点是说，我们得救是靠信心，不是靠行为。
I agree with you.
我同意。
I believe that.
这是我的相信。
It's what the Bible teaches.
这是圣经怎么教导我们的。
But my friends, the Bible also teaches us that if we have that faith, there will be things happening that will be visible.That show the power of God.
但是圣经也提到说，当我们得救，我们有这样的信心在我们当中的时候，我们就会有一些在圣灵引导之下，有一些外显的行为的改变。
Do you remember what Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 16?
你记得马太福音第五章第十四节怎么说的吗
？Let your light so shine before people.
你们的光当照在人前。
That they may see your good works.
所以当他们看见你的好行为
The man who has been healed is standing there.
那个被医治的人就站在那边。
But when they see your good works, they will glorify your Father who is in heaven.
当他们看见你的好行为的时候，便将荣耀归给在天上的父。
James, in his epistle, asks a very interesting question.
在雅各书这边也提到一样的问题。
Chapter 2, verse 14.
第二章第十四节。
He says, "What good is it to have faith if you have no deeds?"
他说，若有人自己有信心却没有行为，这有什么益处呢？
What kind of faith is that?
那是什么样的信心呢？
And James goes on to write verses that have troubled many Christians over the centuries.
雅各继续在后面再写到一些经文，那后面。
He says, "You show me your faith without works."
他说有信心，但是没有行为。
I'm going to show you my works by faith.
但是我将要靠着我的信心，让你看到我的行为。
He's not saying you're saved by works.
他并不是在告诉我们是靠着行为被拯救。
He is saying there are two kinds of faith.
他雅各尝试在跟我们讲说，只有两种不同的信心。
One is human faith.
一个是人的本身的信心。
All of you have faith.
我们每个人都有这样的信心。
But there is saving faith.
但是有一个是救赎的信心。
And Ephesians 2 tells us that faith is the gift of God.
以弗所书告诉我们说，这样子救赎的信心是神的礼物。
And when we receive saving faith, something happens to us inside.
他提醒他说，当我们领受这样的救赎的信心的时候，我们内里会有很大的变化。
And we begin to walk a new way.
我们开始。
We begin to walk a new way.
我们开始有一个新生命，我们生命不同。
And God, through you and your witness, begins to impact the lives of others.
神借着你，借着你的生活，开始去影响别人。
They were filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们被圣灵充满。
They were bold and confident.
他们大胆并有信心。
They focused on Jesus.
他们重心完全在耶稣身上。
And they had the evidence of their faith standing right there.
他们有信心得来的行为的见证，就站在那个地方。
I want to tell you just a quick story.
我很快要告诉你一个故事。
I went to a Christian college.
我念的是一个基督教大学。
I didn't grow up as a Christian.
我长过程当中并不是个基督徒。
Wasn't saved until I was 17.
我一直到十七岁才被救，才信耶稣。
So I went to this Christian college.
所以我去一个基督教大学。
And when I got there, I found a senior had been appointed.As the sponsor of the young men in the freshman class.
当我去念书的时候，我发觉有一个学长，他被指派为对新鲜人成为他是一个导师，一个帮助。
Make sense?
了解吗
？And he was to help all the freshman boys to learn about the college and what was expected.
这个男孩，这个学长，就是要帮助新鲜人去了解大学是怎么一回事，大学生活是怎么一回事。
Now this was just after the war, and he had been in the service, so he was older than all of us.
这个学长他刚刚从战场上回来，因此他年纪比大家都大很多。
He had also formerly been a professional baseball player.
他也是一个职业的棒球员。
He was about 6'4".
他。64高
He's a tall fella.
他是好高的一个男孩
Long arms at his sides.
他两只手背长长的在旁边
And he was a good preacher.
他是非常会讲道的
And all of us freshman boys sat in awe of him.
我们所有这些新鲜人看到他，我们都非常的羡慕、惊奇的看着他。
If the team was playing ball, we had to go see him pitch.
如果棒球队在打球的话，我们一定要去看他打棒球。
If he was going to preach, we had to go hear him preach.
如果他要讲道，我们一定要去听他讲道。
If we had a problem, we would go to him and tell him our problem, And he would help us and pray for us.
如果我们有任何问题，我们会跑去找他，跟他说我们的问题，他也为我们祷告。
We held him up very high.
我们真的是很羡慕他，觉得他是真的是一个偶像。
His name was Judge Lewis.
他的名字叫 Judge Lewis.
And there was one very peculiar thing about him.
但是他有一个很奇特的行为。
When he walked with a bounce in his step.
当他走路时候，他的脚是会这样跳跃跳跃的走。
After 1 month at college.You knew who the freshman boys were.
一个月过后，你知道这些新鲜人会是什么样子。
You could look across the campus and see all the freshman boys walking around with a bounce in their step.
可以看到所有新鲜人他们走路的样子，就跟学长一样，就这样一边走一边跳跃的。
And everybody knew we had been with Judge Lewis.
因此，每个人知道我们曾经跟着 Judge Lewis 一起。
John 1, chapter 1, verse 17 says,
约翰福音第一章十七节讲到
He that says he abides in him ought to also walk even as he walked.
我们跟主耶稣基督有连结，因此他怎么走路，我们就会跟他一起走路的样式。
That's your witness.
这个是你们的见证。
And people will note that you've been with Jesus.
因此人们会知道你跟耶稣基督。
When filled with the Holy Spirit, you can be bold and confident.
当你被圣灵充满的时候，你会大胆并有信心。
Focus just on Jesus.
而且你的重心都在耶稣基督身上。
And bring with you the evidence of God at work in your life, that they might glorify God.
因此你可以在人面前见证到主耶稣基督在你身上所做的功，因此你可以把荣耀归给天父。
Are you ready to be his witness this week?
你是不是预备好要成为主的见证？
To whom are you going to witness?
你要跟谁做见证？
Not preach.
不是讲道。
Not argue.
不是争论。
Just tell them how your life has changed because you've met Jesus.
是告诉人们你的生命因着认识耶稣基督而有的改变。
Almighty God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch the hearts and minds.
全能的父啊，我在这边祷告，我求你真的是深摸到我每个人的心。
Fill us anew with the Holy Spirit.
让我每个人心里头都被圣灵充满了。
Give us new boldness and confidence.
给我们你的大胆，给我们你的信心。
Help us to live out our faith in the person of Jesus Christ.
帮助我们可以活在圣灵之下的信心跟信仰。
Allow us, Father, to see the miracles that prove to others that you are at work.
允许我们可以有那样可以来见证到什么？除了你。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
你是个真神，我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.